Open your Bibles this morning with me to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. As I build a foundation for the direction the Lord's leading for today. And verse number 12, Epaphras is a Christian from Rome, friend of the Apostle Paul's. So the Word of God says, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. To stand perfect and complete in the will of God. What the Lord is speaking to my heart about, and what He's desiring for us to have revelation and understanding of, is that God doesn't do anything partially. That He's the God of all the way. And when He came into your heart and life as your Savior, He didn't come in partially. He came in completely, fully. That word, complete comes from the Greek word pleroo. It's spelled P-L-E-R-O-O, pleroo, and it means to be filled, to be crammed full. Amen? So when we look at this, so many times we hear this statement, we say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. But do we truly have revelation and understanding? Your mama's coming to church. She just walked into it. Did we have complete revelation and understanding of who's inside of us? Amen? So turn with me to Colossians 2 for our text today. Amen? And we'll expound on that a little bit more, and we'll get revelation and some things in our heart and things in our lives and things in our health and things in our well-being will change. Amen? Because we'll have revelation of the one that's in us. In Colossians chapter 2, verse number 6, the Word of God says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. Rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete. And you are complete. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. So today we're going to look at the title of this morning's message is The Complete Package. We're going to look at the perfected, the principality, and the power. Okay? Are you with me? Can we lift the word and make a declaration together? Why do you think I do this? In other words, we're coming in agreement. You know, it's so hard to get anybody to agree on anything. Hello? And, you know, there was something that happened in the day of Pentecost. They were in one accord in one place. In other words, they were in unity. They were in fellowship and unity together, and then all of a sudden something happened. So something happens in the atmosphere when we speak and say the same thing. Amen? So repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. My ears are open and my heart is receptive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Lord, we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life. So, Father, I pray right now, may Carl get out of the way. Any plan or purpose that I may have, may it just go to the wayside. And Spirit of the living God, I pray that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you'll be glorified and you'll be magnified because it's all about you. We say, have your way in this place today, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. So when he says, for you are complete, that play ruo, or that you're perfect, that you're filled. It almost is like, and that word means to be crammed full. Amen. What comes out of something, a vessel, is what they're crammed full of. And in other words, when we understand who is in us, all of a sudden things start changing. Jesus said this in Matthew 5:48, the perfected. He said, be ye therefore perfect as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now, is there any perfect person in here? Hello? Amen? But God wants you to know that the perfect one is inside of you. So perfection is already here. Amen? It lives and dwells within us. Amen? Amen? God says he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. And he's everything in between. He's the author and finisher. That perfect one is in you. And he's in you fully. Amen? So with that in mind, let's go to John 15. If the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the complete one is in him. Wait a minute, let me ask a question here so I can know who I'm talking to. Who in here has Christ in their heart and life? Raise your hand. Who has Christ in your life? Raise your hand. All right. Again? Okay. So Christ in his fullness, he didn't come in you partially. He didn't come into us part of the way. He came in us fully. Amen? So look at the one next to you and say, you are complete in him. You know, in John chapter 15, verse 11, Jesus said this, these things have I spoken unto you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. In other words, my joy comes from the inside out. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? My spirit man gets joy from outward things. But the Lord reminds me that if I'm depending on the outward things to bring me joy, I'll never have the fullness of joy. Because there's always something's going to mess with me. There's always something that I'm not going to like. Hello? Somebody's going to say something that gets on my nerves. Hello? Amen? You know, he's speaking to all of us. But what he wants us to understand that the perfect one, Christ Jesus, is inside of you. The Spirit of Christ dwells in every believer. And God didn't ever give anything partially. He always gives fully. Amen? When I look at the Word of God and I learn about him, he's the God of all the way. So look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. As we're believers, as we're complete in him. And verse number 19. He says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The love of Christ that passeth knowledge. In other words, God is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. The Spirit of love is inside of you. And let me tell you something. What you're crammed full of is what overflows. When we allow God to arise on the inside, his love begins to flow to others on the outside. Here's the love of God. Unmerited and undeserved. In other words, when things don't go my way, or the way that I thought they should go, all of a sudden I'm going to let his love flow through me because his love is perfect in me. It's full. Amen. In other words, I have to recognize I'm a carrier. I'm a vessel. What is a vessel? A vessel is something that carries something. And God wants you and I to understand, as his children, we're all carrying him. And that's how God can be everywhere at the same time. Because he's in you, he's in me, he's in all of us. Amen? In Colossians chapter 1, verse number 9, the word of God says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you may be filled with all the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? In other words, God wants you to know that the perfected is the one that's inside of you, and you are complete. You are pleruo. You are complete in him. And in other words, when I see that and I have revelation and understanding of that, all of a sudden things around me begin to change. All of a sudden, I have a revelation and understand that the healer is already inside of me. Hello? All of a sudden, I have revelation and understand the supplier is inside of me. All of a sudden, I have revelation and understand because he said, I am complete in him. And in other words, that I'm perfected in him. Well, I'm not perfected on the outside, but I'm perfected on the inside because Christ is dwelling in me. And the more revelation and understanding I have of the one that's inside of me, the more he becomes manifested on the outside. Are you with me? Is this above your head or are you getting it? Are you with me? Are you with me? God doesn't want to leave anybody alone. Amen? God wants you to hear this because if you get revelation and an understanding, it will change your life. Your life will never be the same. Amen? God isn't the author of confusion. He does things decently in order. And there's an order of things. So many times I'm waiting for God to do something, and God says, I've already given it to you. It's already inside of you. If we have revelation and understanding of that, all of a sudden, God becomes bigger than any other situation or circumstance because I recognize how big God is. Because what he says next is he said, you are complete in him which is the head, which is above all principality. Amen? In other words, no matter what weapon that's formed against you, it cannot prosper because of the one that's in you. Amen? And guess what? You're not always going to be surrounded with someone when you're fighting a battle. And God wants you to know that greater is that one that's in you, and you can overcome that adversary by the word of the God and the blood of the Lamb and your words that you speak out of your mouth. Amen. And we're declaring and we decree in this. Amen. So secondly, he's talking about the principality. So look with me in Colossians chapter 1, drop down. Verse 16. Have understanding. Everything was created by him. The word of God says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence or first place. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by this him I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. Now, so what you have to understand is that we're battling principalities. Okay? Who is greater, the creator or the creation? The creator is greater. And who resides in you? The creator, not the creation. You know, in other words, God wants us to understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That the creator resides in us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that all three are one. And they're all connected and joined together. Amen. And we have him living within each and every one of us. The Word of God says this, that we were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind. No, I don't want to go there. Not going there. So, greater is he, we have what? The perfect one inside of us. We are complete in him, which is the head of all principality. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This isn't Pastor Carl saying this. This is God saying it. Now, I might be speaking it or calling it forth, but God said it. And he said in verse number 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to his church. Who is his church? Where's the church? Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. In other words, he's complete. Complete means from the Greek word pleroo. It means full. He says, and you are complete in me, which is the head. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principality. Amen. And in other words, we have to recognize and understand that the one in us is greater than any weapon the enemy will form. The word, that's why we can stand and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up I shall condemn, because it's the heritage of the Lord. That's because who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the weapons of my warfare, they're not carnal, they're not natural, but they're mighty through God for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I have to recognize who I am. If you're a prince or a princess or a queen or a king, God says start walking like it. In other words, greater is that one that's in us. We're complete in him, which is the head of all principality. But he doesn't even stop there. He said, which is the head of all principality and power. You know, he says to you and I, go to Ephesians 2 before I move here. This is what the Lord wants to do to us today. You know, it's kind of dead in here today. Hello? It's kind of dead in here today. Come on. I'm just being real. I'm being real. I'm seeing in the spirit and I'm seeing in the natural. Amen? But it's kind of dead in here today. And God wants you and I to understand something. He wants you and I to see what he says in Ephesians 2:1. And you have he quickened. Quickened comes from the Greek word zoupoio. It means he made you alive. Is anybody living in the room? Is anybody breathing in the room? Can we just shout to the Lord for a moment? You got a shout in you? One more. Let's give him a shout. Ah! Hallelujah. You know, I know some of you men and women that do laundry. When there's a stain in your clothes, you might put in some shout and shout it out. Hallelujah. And you might be going through something right now in your life that you just need to shout it out. So can we give God a shout again? Yeah! You know, in church is the only place you're really allowed to shout. You're not allowed to shout at people so that you can shout to the Lord. He says, shout to the Lord, all ye people. Shout with a voice of triumph. Yeah. Hey, no, she got joy in her. All of a sudden, joy came back because joy was coming in the room. You know what kids sense? Kids sense misery. Amen? All right, we're going to leave that alone, I guess. Hallelujah. But look at verse 2. He's quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh, and the children of disobedience. Say, devil, you're behind me. I don't have to tell him to get behind me. That's where he stays. Amen. So he said, where are we at today? Can I see your bunny? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. You're right. Please stop. You're hurting me here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says this, that you are complete in him. We're full, we're perfected. You know? And when we allow him to be glorified and magnified in the inside, it flows on the outside. Amen? But it begins in here. It begins within us. And he says, and thirdly, the power. So turn me to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. But he that cometh from heaven is above all. Amen. So we're looking at principality and power. So turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. Yeah. You know, when I see little children and I see little children play, it reminds me of what it would be like with Jesus. Because the children would be happy, they'd be at fun, they'd be playing, there would be joy, you know, joy all around. So I don't know about you, but when a child plays, it brings me joy. Hello? Some people say, well, I don't want to interrupt the service. Well, I don't think that interrupts the service. I believe that makes the service. Amen. 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 And just like she's running and she feels like she has all freedom, that's the way the Lord wants us to be. He said, if you just come to me as a little child with childlike faith, amen. And you know, with childlike faith, that little child will trust their mommy and daddy for everything. If they're standing on the chair and you say jump, they're going to say, they're going to jump. Unless you drop them. And then they might not jump so quickly the next time. I think I did that with one of the children, didn't I? Amen. Never would jump again. Matter of fact, they're flat-footed now, right? No, I'm kidding. Hallelujah. Speaking of Jesus, in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 22, the Word of God says, who has gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Amen. So when Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8, he said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Remember, the disciples were with Jesus, but they didn't have Jesus on the inside. Amen? And the Holy Ghost came and took residence in them. Like when we asked the Lord to come into our heart and life, he moved inside of us and our body became the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Witness unto me. The witness is operating and moving in the resurrected power of Christ Jesus. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit inside that dwells in you. And in other words, what the Lord is saying to you, you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Are you with me? So in closing today, Pastor, that was a short message. Please preach some more to us. You know, it was interesting what Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all these things that I've commanded thee. And lo, I am with thee even unto the end of the world. See, that greater one is residing and living in you and I. He says in John 1:16. He says, in his fullness, we have received grace for grace. So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I through his word today? He is saying that you are complete in him. That you're perfected. The perfect one is in you. Which is the head of all principality and power. And when we really have revelation and understanding of the one that's inside of us, we can truly say, when we're faced with adversity, we're faced with temptations, we're faced with the things the enemy brings, no, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Devil, you get behind me. I'm a child of the living God. Amen.